I'm Chris Galen. I'm Senior Vice President for the National Milk Producers Federation in Arlington, Virginia.
This report is released annually. What's the purpose of reporting on this?
Sure. Our report is simply a way of measuring how well America's dairy farmers are doing at providing good care for their cow herds. This is something where oftentimes we speak in platitudes and we say farmers do a great job of making certain that cows are well cared for and that if we don't take care of the cows, they won't take care of us. And all that's true, of course, but in order to really verify this, you need to have some good data. Everything's being driven these days by data. And so the National Dairy Farm Program, which was created 5 years ago, has at its heart a checklist of different processes and procedures that farmers should follow in order to demonstrate that good care. And so we go to farms enrolled in the program and we look at how they do on several dozen different practices, and all that information is entered into a database. And then this report that we released this week indicates how well farmers are doing at following a number of these criteria. And I think what it shows is that the numbers continue to rise. We've now done over 12,000 of these evaluations, and the numbers continue to grow every month. And as that happens, and as we do a better job of educating the entire dairy industry about best practices, we're seeing better and better participation in the program.
So, in generalities, what does the report tell us?
Yeah. Well, it tells us that we're doing really well and hitting the bullseye on some of the basics regarding our farmers doing daily animal observations. Do they train any workers, their personnel, on how to handle calves? Well, 98% do that. Do they have ways to train workers to deal with non-ambulatory cows? And 95% do that. So those are the greatest hits, if you will, in terms of where we're really hitting the mark. In terms of not necessarily missing the mark, but where there's room for improvement, Tom, we could do a better job in terms of having a valid relationship with veterinarians. We've got about 84% of the farms in the program have that, but that means that about one in six do not. We need to do more in terms of annual training for new and existing personnel. Again, 84% of the farms do that, but that means another 16% do not. And so this all goes to show you that the farm program is about continuous improvement. It's not about trying to flunk people out or having a pass-fail system. It's about measuring how well we're doing now and then trying to make certain that where we're not necessarily having all the farmers measure up, they have an opportunity to do that in the future.
Do you have a way of contacting those that perhaps you would like to get face-to-face with and suggest improvement?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The way this works is that a cooperative or a dairy marketer will say, we want our farms to be enrolled in this program, and then they have what's called a second-party entity. Usually it's a cooperative field staff, but it could be a veterinarian or someone with a local extension office, someone who's trained in the program. They go out to each farm, and they have this checklist that I mentioned of several dozen different criteria, and they say, you know, is this in place or is it not, or how well do the animals look, what kind of training do you have for your personnel, all these different criteria. And so then you get a sheet at the end of it. Each farm gets an evaluation sheet or a results sheet. And so there are certainly areas sometimes where there needs to be improvement in the future. And it's not, again, about failing people or looking for reasons to exclude people. It's about saying, well, you did really well on this. Here are some other areas where you need to work on in the future so that as we continue to do this in a cycle, and ideally we want some of these same farms to be visited again after a three-year period, to make certain that those areas where they maybe didn't meet the criteria before, that given a few more years, they will be hitting on all the cylinders of the program.
You mentioned that the data is collected by second-party evaluators. What is their degree of separation from the dairy business? And what I'm driving at here is, what is it about this report that may carry some credibility with activists who seem most likely to criticize dairy producers about animal welfare?
Sure. A second party typically has a relationship with either the farmer or is employed by the cooperative that handles that farmer's milk. And so there is a relationship, generally speaking. But these are individuals that know what's supposed to happen on a farm, know what is in the guidelines of the National Dairy Farm Program. Then what happens is that we take a statistical sample of all the farms enrolled in the program, and we have a third-party entity, and that is a person who has no direct relationship with the farmer or with the co-op. They are an independent employee that is not employed by, say, a marketing agency that the farmer is involved with. And then this third-party entity goes around, does the same evaluation. And again, not every farm, it's a small percentage. Usually it's about 100 farms a year. And then they go through and they say, okay, in terms of the veterinary client relationship, in terms of the calf handling, the non-ambulatory animal movement, all these different criteria, am I seeing what the second-party evaluators saw? And if there's a big discrepancy there, then we know that the second party people aren't doing a good job. They're not being objective. They're not being thorough. But the good news is that the third party evaluations we've done, Tom, have been very consistent with the second party. So it basically just a way of saying that when we judge the judges and evaluate the evaluators, that the numbers are the same. And so the results are very consistent.
Tell me about the farm program, FARM.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Well, let's see, I'll try to do this concisely here. We know that dairy farmers do a great job of taking care of their cows, and we've said that for years, but we can't just say it and use rhetoric to demonstrate that commitment any longer. There's a lot more desire for transparency across the food chain, and I think whether it's customers like food service companies like McDonald's or retailers like Walmart, saying things is no longer good enough. You have to actually walk the walk and demonstrate that you have a program in place to deliver on quality animal care. So that's what the dairy program, the National Dairy Farm Program, is. It's a way of having a uniform national standard that passes the sniff test on the part of both farmers as well as the food industry, because otherwise, if you don't have a national uniform program, and that's what we have in this, you're going to have a Walmart standard, a McDonald's standard, a Kroger standard, a Kraft standard, and so on down the list. And all these are about doing the same thing, making certain that we have a rigorous science-based program in place to make certain that cows get the proper care on farm. And if you don't have that and don't have something that passes the test, then you're going to have this Tower of Babel where we're going to have a bunch of different things, each done by a different supply chain. So that's the main thing that we're trying to avoid here, is by having a national uniform program, you avoid having 10 or 20 or 40 of them.
Very good. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this?
Sure. One of the things that's happening next week at the annual meeting of the National Milk Producers Federation is that we're going to consider making a change in the National Dairy Farm Program so that every farm that belongs to a cooperative using this farm program, or every farm that ships milk to a cheese plant or a ice cream or fluid milk plant, every farm has to be enrolled. And so you can't have within, say, a cooperative, some farms that are enrolled and others not. Because that, again, in the future, we don't think is going to pass the sniff test in terms of saying, well, some of our farms meet the standards and others don't, and so we're just going to go test the ones that we know are going to pass. Well, we're past that in this day and age where there's a need for transparency and having uniform standards. So our board is going to make the decision next week as to whether to make it mandatory so that if a cooperative or a processor says, yes, we use this program, that means all their farms supplying them have to do it, as opposed to picking and choosing who gets to say they're part of the program.
Heretofore, the participation has been voluntary?
Well, the participation has been voluntary on the part of, I think, the cooperatives and the processors deciding who it applies to. So, yes, if you are part of a cooperative and they say this is our animal care program, that means that is a requirement then for being part of that cooperative and shipping milk to that cooperative. And ultimately, it's each of those organizations that have to make that decision. But I think, again, if you as a cooperative, you're selling milk to a cheese plant or a retailer or a food service company, and they say, well, you know, some of our farms use this, some of them don't, that's no longer going to be adequate here after 2014. And so that's why we're trying to get out front of this and, again, avoid having multiple programs, all of which do the same thing. We want to have one national program, but, again, have it be uniform. Now, this doesn't require that mean that there's a force of law here that every farm in the country has to do it. We're just saying that if a A dairy marketing organization says the National Dairy Farm Program is our animal care program. That means that it applies uniformly across their membership.